From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is putting his signature on legislation he hopes will bolster the sagging economic recovery. The first to be signed, a $26 billion plan the White House says will save the jobs of more than 300,000 public school teachers and government workers by helping states deal with their budget shortfalls. Governors from both parties supported the measure. All but two House Republicans voted against it, though, calling the bill a bailout. House Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obie disagreed with that label.
While the economy has improved, the effects of the recession are not yet behind us. They are still affecting people's lives and livelihoods.
The House passed the measure after being called back from its summer recess. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will sign legislation this afternoon designed to help manufacturers by cutting costs for the nation's factories.
The bill cuts tariffs on certain raw materials and component parts that U.S. manufacturers import to make their products. The reduced tariffs only apply to goods for which there's no domestic competition. Backers say by cutting factories' costs, the measure allows U.S. firms to hire additional workers. Manufacturing has been one of the economy's strongest sectors this year, adding 183,000 jobs so far. The bipartisan bill to cut tariffs has support from a wide variety of business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Jury selection is underway in the trial of the youngest detainee at the U.S. facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports it's the first trial to be conducted under new rules set by the Obama administration.
Canadian Omar Khadr was just 15 years old when he allegedly tossed a hand grenade into a U.S. military jeep in Afghanistan. That was 8 years ago. Now he's 23. The trial is being watched closely and will be used as a test case for whether the military commissions at Guantanamo can offer a fair trial. Under the military tribunal's rules, lawyers must choose 5 jurors from a pool of 15 military officers. 3/4 of them have to find Khadr guilty in order to win a conviction. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into the cause of the crash of an amphibious plane in Alaska that killed 5 people, including former Republican Senator Ted Stevens. Safety Board Chairwoman Deborah Hirschman.
We're looking to see whether or not there were any pilot reports, distress signals, whether there was any signals from an emergency locator.
Hirschman says the plane was en route to a fishing camp when the aircraft slammed into a mountainside. Investigators are looking for debris at the crash site. 4 people aboard the plane managed to survive, including former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and his teenage son. This is NPR News from Washington. A Democratic senator in Colorado has bucked the anti-incumbent mood that has led to the defeat of a number of lawmakers in primary contests this year across the nation. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado held off a strong challenge to win renomination. Bennett was beaming as he claimed victory last night.
To the pundits and the talking heads, I have a simple message. Welcome to Colorado.
Bennett will face Tea Party favorite Ken Buck in the fall. 17 prisoners in Iran have ended a more than 2-week hunger strike, according to a letter posted on an opposition website. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that word came as the administration called on Tehran to release all political prisoners.
A letter posted by opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi says the prisoners will continue to demand what they called full legal rights for all prisoners. The letter said their main demands include the release of prominent political prisoners and humane treatment for all detainees. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on Iran to release all political prisoners. Clinton said the U.S. believes executions are imminent for a number of Iranians who spoke out against the controversial elections last year that returned President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to power. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The heat wave that's gripping much of the nation is not letting up today. Meteorologist Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service says heat warnings are posted in at least 6 states today.
We have excessive heat warnings all the way from eastern Nebraska down to eastern Oklahoma and then pushing eastward into the lower Ohio Valley.
Eckert says a frontal system may bring some slight relief later in the day to parts of the Ohio Valley. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes